talked again and again about on this program about how, first of all, on how you have to fight corruption in the Afghanistan government. And the reason you have to do that is so that you can have a legitimate, credible government in Kabul, a government that can collect taxes, deliver services, and have the infrastructure to do things like pay its employees reliably. But that's been a problem in Afghanistan. And for many people, infrastructure has a sound. Fighting construction has a very distinctive sound that may be familiar to you. That's right. The sound that annoys you when you're in the movie theaters is now the tool for fighting corruption in Afghanistan. Joining us to explain this is David Loyne. He's the BBC's veteran foreign correspondent. Today, he's talking about he's a correspondent that covers the developing world, and he's the author of the book, In Afghanistan, 200 Years of British, Russian, and American Occupation. Good morning, David.
Hi, Celeste. Well, it's certainly something that the British never tried when they were there in the 19th century, because this is an absolutely 21st century idea. It's technology jumping two centuries, really.
How does it work? How does the cell phone help you combat corruption?
Well, where they're trialling this, and they've tried it with 53 police officers so far, it's very, very early days, but it's very popular with the guys that they've tried it with. Up until now, if you're a police officer in Afghanistan, you earn characteristically an average of about $200 a month. And now, up until now, that money has been stolen by people all the way down the line. So the police officer in the field gets about $100, because the chief of police and the people from the interior ministry and then his sergeant take the money. So the salary, by the time it gets to him, may be half of what it started out at. If he can, as he can now, just put a SIM number in his mobile phone at the end of every month, suddenly he gets the $200. It appears there in his mobile phone. And then he can go to a mobile phone shop, or when this works in the longer term, to just other shops, other retail outlets, and say, put the SIM number in. They check that SIM number on their mobile phone. Mobile phone technology works in Afghanistan, and he takes the money out. It's like a bank in a country where 97% of people don't have bank accounts.
So here's Altaf Ladak. He's the COO of Roshan, the mobile phone company that's actually piloting this, talking about exactly that $70 and what a big difference that makes.
If today they can receive $200 instead of $130, that's a significant change on corruption, that's a significant change on the money that is getting to the community and the economic development.
So $70 doesn't seem like that much, David Loyne, but when we're able to multiply it?
If it's up to half of your income, it's a huge amount. And I think there might be some element of getting people to, do you trust your mobile phone? But once it works, once you see that it's worked, they've already carried out tests in microfinance for small farmers, for loans for farmers on mobile phones in Afghanistan. And then, of course, it's popular because all of the money's there. In the same way, people are remitting money from one side of the country to another. Again, there's a big security element in this as well, because police officers and indeed anyone who earns any money in Afghanistan wants to take some of that cash back to their families. So they have to travel. Security is difficult. They might get robbed along the way. They take time off work when they travel. And all of those things could be prevented if you phone up your mum in northern Afghanistan and say, here's a SIM number, you can take out $20 from my mobile phone account. We call it banking, but it's something that's not existed in Afghanistan up to now.
What if someone steals your mobile phone? Do they then have access to your cash?
I think it's like you have the number. You have the personal ID.
It's like our ATM card PIN number.
Exactly, like a PIN number. We call it a PIN number. Exactly that. And so as long as you keep that, it's like if somebody steals your credit card and you keep the PIN number with it, then you're lost. But providing you keep those two apart. And I think the really interesting thing is that this is private industry making this work, that Roshan, the mobile phone company in Afghanistan, has been successful in spreading mobile phones. Most normal, you don't have to be very wealthy to have a mobile phone in a country like Afghanistan. They don't have landlines, but they do have mobile phones. With a little bit of international support, in fact, coming from USAID in terms of putting the technology into place, saying how this has worked in some places in Africa. You know, in the middle of Africa, you can get crop prices on your mobile phone now, right in the middle of nowhere. And that has transformed the relationship of farmers to markets. And in the same way, I think this could make a really quite a revolutionary change in Afghanistan.
So, David Loin, I have to ask, is this going to make it easier for members of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to transfer money to them, to other branches?
I guess it could. Absolutely. They have mobile phones as well. They use them. When I've traveled with the Taliban, they use their mobile phones a huge amount. They don't seem to mind whether they're being listened to. I think they think that if they bombard anyone listening to them with calls and two-way radios, then absolutely, I guess they could move money around the country. But Afghanistan is a country which has been used in the past to trusting moneylenders because they don't have traditional banks. They have a system called Havala, which has existed in the past where, and I've used it, you can get somebody to put money in London and then walk up to a money changer in the market down in Kabul where it's really dusty and you wouldn't think that there's any sort of technology, and you give the man a code number and he gives you the money. So this Havala system has worked in the past, and in fact they're calling this a mobile phone Havala. Celeste, I mean, the town I went to where I talked to people about how the mobile phone system is working felt like a pioneer town. It didn't feel like the Taliban were in control there.
And yet they still had mobile phones, yeah.
There were women at school. Yeah. There were roads being built. I noticed some signs outside which were real tours.
David, it's going to be great. David is the BBC's developing world correspondent, David Loin, with our partner, the BBC.